bottoms of the pages, and also the tops and quite a few middles. He turned out the drawer, chose a dozen or so of the best new words, and inserted them in the book under the name Oxtail English Dictionary. This quickly turned out to be one of the most popular bits of Not 1982, and the success of the idea on this small scale suggested the possibility of a book devoted to it. And here it is. The Meaning of Lif. The product of a hard lifetime's work, studying and chronicling the behaviour of man. From the introduction, The Meaning of Lif. My nose. My mother has a long nose, and my father had a wide one, and I got both of them combined. It's large. The only person I ever knew with a nose substantially larger than mine was a master at my prep school, who also had tiny little eyes, hardly any chin, and was ludicrously thin. He resembled a cross between a flamingo and an old-fashioned farming implement, and walked rather unsteadily in crosswinds. He also hid a great deal. I wanted to hide, too. As a boy, I was teased unmercifully about my nose for years, until one day I happened to catch sight of my profile in a pair of angled mirrors, and had to admit that it was actually pretty funny. From that moment, people stopped teasing me about my nose, and instead started to tease me unmercifully about the fact that I said words like actually, which is something that has never let up to this day. One of the more curious features of my nose is that it doesn't admit any air. This is hard to understand or even believe. The problem goes back a very long way to when I was a small boy living in my grandmother's house. My grandmother was the local representative of the RSPCA, which meant the house was always full of badly damaged dogs and cats, and even the occasional badger, stoat, or pigeon. Some of them were damaged physically, some psychologically, but the effect they had on me was to seriously damage my attention span. Because the air was thick with animal hair and dust, my nose was continually inflamed and runny, and every 15 seconds I would sneeze. Any thought I could explore, develop, and bring to some logical conclusion within 15 seconds would therefore be forcibly expelled from my head, along with a great deal of mucus. There are those who say that I tend to think and write in one-liners, and if there is any truth to this criticism, then it was almost certainly while I lived with my grandmother that the habit developed. I escaped from my grandmother's house by going to boarding school, where for the first time in my life I was able to breathe. This newfound, blissful freedom continued for a good 2 weeks until I had to learn to play rugby. In about the first 5 minutes of the first match I ever played, I managed to break my nose on my own knee, which, although it was clearly an extraordinary achievement, had the same effect on me that those geological upheavals had on whole civilizations in Rider Haggard novels. It effectively sealed me off from the outside world forever. Various ENT specialists have, at different times,